And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, July 12, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover I had not lived." That's Henry David Thoreau, born in Concord, Massachusetts in 1817. He grew up exploring the woods and fields of Massachusetts, encouraged by his mother to learn as much as he could from nature. He went to Harvard, didn't like it very much, and refused a diploma since it cost $5. He worked for a while in his father's pencil factory and as a public school teacher and became close friends with Ralph Waldo Emerson. In 1841, the Emersons invited Thoreau to live with them and work as a handyman and gardener, and he helped take care of their children, taking them on nature walks and telling them stories. Thoreau stayed with the Emersons for 2 years, and during that time he worked on his writing, and through Emerson became friends with many of the Transcendentalists. In 1844, Emerson bought land on the shore of Walden Pond, a pristine 61-acre pond surrounded by woods, and Emerson agreed to let his friend live on the land and build a cabin there. People often assume that Thoreau went out into the wilderness to write his famous treatise on nature, but in fact he was living less than 2 miles from the village of Concord. He had regular dinners with friends, continued to do odd jobs for the Emersons, and had frequent visitors. The book he was so committed to writing at Walden Pond was called A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, about a trip he had taken with his brother. He finished it and published it himself, but it was a flop, selling fewer than 300 copies. But during the 2 years he was at Walden Pond, he also kept a journal, and after he left, he put it together as a manuscript. In 1854, he published Walden, or Life in the Woods, which has become a beloved classic. It's the birthday of the man who brought us the Kodak camera, George Eastman, born in Waterville, New York. He worked at a bank before he got interested in photography, and the first photograph he took with the camera he invented was a view of the building across the street from his window. He called his little handheld camera the Kodak because it was easy to remember, difficult to misspell, and it meant nothing, so it could be associated only with his product. And here's a poem by Richard Wilbur titled Leaving. As we left the garden party by the far gate, there were many loitering on who had come late, and a few arriving still, though the lawn lay like a fast-draining shoal of ochre day. Curt shadows in the grass hatched every blade, and now on pedestals of mounting shade stood all our friends, iconic, now in mien, half lost in dignities, till now unseen. There were the hostess's hands held out to greet, the scholar's limp, his wife's quick-pecking feet. And there was wit's cocked head, and there the sleek and gaze-enameled look of beauty's cheek. We saw now, loitering there, knee-deep in night, how even the wheeling children moved in a rite, or mask, or long charade, where we, like these, had blundered into grand identities, filling ourselves as sculpture fills the stone. We had not played so surely had we known. Leaving, a poem by Richard Wilbur from his new and collected poems published by Harcourt Brace and Company, and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us the next time on the Writer's Almanac.